It's Thursday, the 1st of October. 1st of October. Ah, yes, and this is also the beginning of that great feature, Octava, the music month. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Yeah, I'm not sung about that. But it's upon us again. It's like getting a giant present, you know, package full of goodies, but gotta wait each day to see what's coming for the whole month. Really. Anyway, apart from that, it is another simply stunning, gorgeous, beautiful autumn morning. Clear blue skies, a very low sun. In fact, I can't see it yet. Yeah, I can. I bent my knees, I can see it through the trees. An intentional rhyme, unintentional rhyme. It's very cold this morning, cold, nippy. But beautiful. Listen to the birds, they're enjoying this. They're probably sitting on the south side of the trees, basking in the morning warmth. Here in the shade it is cold, but well, looks like it's going to be another lovely day. Yesterday again was stunning, it's unbelievable. Everything is so dry. I mean, I've had to water my pots, what's left of the summer flowering. My water features keep drying up. Usually they're kept going by the amount of rain. The soil and the plants are so dry, but it's perfect. Not complaining one bit. It's brilliant. Thank you, Lord, for finishing off the year, a terrible year otherwise, with a beautiful month of September. And I wonder if October will keep this going. Well, that would be fantastic. So I'm feeling good this morning. Very tired. Don't think it matters what time you go to bed at, whether it's 10 or 9 or 8, or it's still shattered at 7, but I think it's more down to the broken sleep, the tossing and the turning that makes you so tired. I mean, even got, say, 7 or 8 hours of solid, uninterrupted sleep, probably fine. It's just all that. Yes, interruptions during the night, that's what does it. It's what kills you. Other than that, I'm feeling good. Very good mood. Oh, you bugger, you. Some high-flying bird, which I cannot even see, just pooped about a foot in front of me. Well, considering my cup's in front of me, it could have been disastrous. Let's let those wee birdies go. They must know a difference too, you know. Dry weather, odds, insects, grubs, goodies, seeds, dry seeds, not wet seeds. As I look the direction I'm looking straight towards Andrew's farm, way in the distance. And I know that the beasts will still be in the fields, the calves, the calves, and the heifers. They'll still be in the fields, and they'll all be out getting on with whatever they need to get on with in the fields and around the farm in weather like this. I'm so happy for them. Jenny will be out collecting her morning eggs. Not sure how many hens she's got, but she must have a lot because they sell the eggs by the tray. Anyway, it's just a thought came out of my head there. This aerial picture, if you like, looking down on a sun-drenched farm and the activity going on, human and beast. I think it would be wonderful to be able to have aerial views of so many things in life. Imagine a aerial view of bustling streets in London, or I don't know why I said London, I said Glasgow. I won't say Edinburgh because I'm not keen on Edinburgh at all. But not just that, village life, coastal fishing villages, watching activities, boats going, coming, catches being landed. All the things, you know, that take you above, in other words, take you out the scene. Okay. Oh my. We went for a walk, pardon me, better crooked throat again. We went for a walk late afternoon yesterday, probably about 5:30. And we walked through the parks and ended up at McDonald's. Yes, us in McDonald's. No, I've been there before for ice cream. Mary's never been to it, it's always been me that went and fetched the ice creams. The two of us, she decided she'd like to try the coffee because she heard so much about it being good. And it was such a beautiful afternoon, early evening. So she found a outside perch for two. And I went in and got two cappuccinos. I have to say, you know, it was absolutely brilliant coffee. First class. Can't complain about it whatsoever. So there was us two old gents, sitting on a wee perch, well actually a high perch. Mary had difficulty getting her bum up on top of it. Even worse, when she came off, she couldn't get her feet to the ground. But we were sitting there, people watching and enjoying a coffee as the sun was going over. It wasn't setting at that point, but it was certainly getting very low in the sky. Long shadows. Sounds like the name you would give to a native Indian when it was born, eh? He is Long Shadows. Me, it would have been, he is Short Ash. But anyway, so there we were, sitting, watching the throngs of people who were coming and going to McDonald's, sitting or drive through or whatever, just it never halted. She was absolutely amazed at the people using it. So that was a bit of fun. That was a bit of fun for us. Now we know that whenever we're doing the car boot, I'll pop over and get two of those big, lovely cappuccinos. I might get Mary one as well. Sun's now risen. I don't need to bend my knees to see it, and it's found a gaping hole through the trees, shining straight in my face. I love the way that my glasses cause those, you know, those rays that shoot all over the place. Lines of rainbow colours. Take my glasses off. Well, dip my head. Doesn't hardly do it. Hardly does it. But, and there's that bloody four-legged grey piece of vermin going along its new walkway. I'm going to get rid of it. It's gone. So it's my tea. Threw my tea at it. Some might say that was a terrible thing to do, but it wasn't because tea wasn't hot. And I don't think I got it anyway, through the trees. Well, you see, one goes and another one appears, because now we've got a magpie, but they won't come down. Not while I'm here. It's just went into the big wisly eye. I don't know why. Not this, not there. He's probably trying to hide. So I'll go in here, he won't see me. I'll wait till he goes indoors and then I'll pounce. Same idea as the squirrel, I guess. Anyway, I'm rabbiting on now this morning. Well, there you go. We've got squirrels and magpies and rabbits. A whole menagerie. It's good to feel so good in the morning. I really do. Just feel so blessed this morning. This weather has helped, no end. Got these beautiful mornings and gorgeous sunsets. And we're off tomorrow morning down the Clyde Coast to Weems Bay and Ross Sea again for our weekend. Long weekend. If the weather keeps up, oh boy, it's just going to be marvellous. Yes. Anyway, that's another story.